Report: House Republicans poised to put Democrats on the record with Israel vote. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 17, 2023. House Republicans are planning a Tuesday vote on the House floor that would affirm support for Israel in a move to put Democrats on the record just one day before Israeli President Isaac Herzog is set to address Congress. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's RCA leadership team discussed the Israel vote in a private meeting Monday before rolling it out to a broader meeting of GOP whips, Politico detailed. The proposed vote comes as members of the House Democrat caucus have blasted Israel as racist and intend to boycott Herzog's upcoming joint address to Congress. Over the weekend, Progressive Caucus Chair Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, accused Israel of being a racist state. "I want you to know that we have been fighting to be clear that Israel is a racist state. That the Palestinian people deserve self-determination and autonomy. That the dream of a two-state solution is slipping away from us," Jayapal claimed. Saturday's remarks were not the first instance of Jayapal's extremist anti-Israel rhetoric. As Breitbart News's Jill Polak detailed. In 2018, she accused Israel of war crimes after visiting Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust memorial in Jerusalem, prompting then-U.S. Ambassador David Friedman to walk out of a meeting with her. In 2021, she tried to justify rocket attacks by the Palestinian terror group Hamas against Israeli civilians by suggesting that Israel had prompted such attacks with its own policies. Jayapal's remarks came days after Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, announced her intent to boycott Herzog's address, claiming there is no way in hell she would attend it. McCarthy urged House Democrats to deal with Jayapal's anti-Semitic remarks. "The Democrats want an out to show they are not anti-Semitic. I think the Democrats have not just one member that's anti-Semitic. They have a number of members," McCarthy told Politico, adding that Jayapal's remarks are unacceptable. "She runs the largest caucus in their group. They need to deal with this. They can't ignore it. Will the Democrats remove her as the Progressive Caucus chair?" McCarthy asked. "That's the question that needs to be asked. She is a leader in their conference. This is the strongest group that they have in their conference. They lead their policies. Are they going to remove her?" One day after Jayapal's comments, House Democrat leaders issued a clarifying statement that began by recognizing that Israel is not a racist state. Government officials come and go. The special relationship between the United States and Israel will endure. We are determined to make sure support for Israel and the Congress remains strongly bipartisan, the statement said. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.